Even a korban tzibur also has a psul of shinu kodesh. It was supposed to be a chatis, and you have a mind for noilam, it becomes psul. To yama b'shinu b'aylam, mashenkin the psul of the thoughts for the royal ownership, it's not that way. The havamina is the psul of a gufay. It's not a psul in the actual korban itself. It's only a thought about the royal ownership of the korban. V'yena b'arba avoydis. With halacha is the shinu b'aylam is only negated to zrika. Zrika is what gives the real kapara for the owner. And the pshat for the owner of a korban is, he gets kapara. So the psul could only be chal b'shah zrika, not like shino kodesh, which is chal b'yol dalar avoydis. V'yena liyachem isa. Once the original owner dies, there's no more kapara. A mace doesn't have a kapara. So mel is no halacha for shino b'aylam. V'yena b'tzibah k'b'yachid. A korban tzibah doesn't pass the shino b'aylam, because there's no owner by the tzibah. It belongs to everybody. How could you change from one guy to the other guy? Any korban tzibah automatically belongs to everybody. So it's never possible in case of a shino thing. Now, we have forgot the tatil of dafka. Two of these cases are not dafka. Tatil mir dafka. Two of them are dafka. The maishino shino b'aylam lehevi psulub gufoin. Why do you say shino b'aylam is not called the psul in the korban? The psulub machshava b'yalma. It's only a thought. I'll tell you, shino kodesh nami psulub machshava. Or shino kodesh is also only a thought. If after the owner dies, you can't change the ownership, he goes, no, there is a psul of shino b'aylam yachamisa. What could you say? But two of these things are different. Shino b'aylam is different than shino kodesh. So what's the loch? And Omer Ovam. Pesach sheshachtu b'shayin yamayis ha-shonam. B'shino b'aylam. Nasek to me, shein le'b'aylam is manu posul. No. If you shech the korban Pesach the rest of the year with a psul of shino b'aylam, just like on erev Pesach, this psul passes the korban, who adin the rest of the year, it also passes the korban. Because it's true, even if you want to tell me you took off the shem korban Pesach, but you're still left with a psul shino b'aylam. Even if it's a shlomim now, a korban shlomim is also possible with a shino b'aylam. So the ma'isi you have this raw machshava of a shino b'aylam, that makes the psul altogether. It's only the machshava shino kodesh makes it kosher. If you think you don't want it to be a korban Pesach, but rather a korban shlomim, that's kosher. You're holding up Samach Aleph. You're getting the mission of Samach Aleph. Shochatu shloilo ichlov. You shechted the korban Pesach with a machshava shloilo ichlov. That the people that can't eat it, they're the ones that should have the korban. So it's possible. Like we had before, it means a chayla, an older person, or a person that's sick, that can't eat. Harel shloilem nuyav. The yeshecht of the korban Pesach amanas, that people that were not appointed to not own the korban, it should be for. In other words, these three people bought this korban, and the person that shecht it had in mind for different three people. Harel shloilem. You had in mind to shecht it, the korban Pesach should be for an oral. Somebody that doesn't have a bris milah, or else lit tameyim, you had in mind to shecht it for these people that are tamei, is a loch apostle. Is even though the real owner is not one of these people, the real owner is a tor, and he's a gemalta, and he was mamana, and he could eat the korban, but since peshash chita you thought for the wrong people, the wrong things there, the wrong thoughts, these are all machshavas that pass on the korban Pesach. We'll see in the Gemara how we know each one. Now, what about lo'ichlov v'shloi lo'ichlov? You have in mind for two sets of people. So, Rashi learns lo'ichlov v'shloi lo'ichlov is kosher. The mixas oichlim lo'ipastu l'kamim first time. Let's say you have 10 people that own this korban Pesach. 5 of them are healthy people, could eat the meat, and 5 of them are older people or sick people that can't eat it. So then it's kosher. As long as you had in mind for some people that could eat it, even though you also had in mind for some that can't eat it, still it's kosher. We'll see in the Gemara how we know this. So, lo'eichlov, v'shloi lo'eichlov, ares lemnuyav, v'shloi lemnuyav. Again, you had 6 people here. You had in mind 4 6 of them. 3 of them were appointed, did own this korban. Just the other 3 did not have any bailus, did not own this korban. Still it's kosher. Hu adin lemoylim ularelim. You had in mind for 6 people. 3 of them had a bris milah, and 3 of them didn't have a bris milah. Still the korban is kosher. As long as you had in mind for some of them that's kosher, the korban is kosher. L'tmeyim l'torim, you had in mind for 6 people, 3 of them are Tardika people, 3 of them are Tamadika people, is also kosher. The korban is kosher. How we know this, we'll see in the Gemara. Shochatu koidim chatzois, posel. on Erev Pesach, you shechted the Korban Pesach before Chatzai Sayyim, before the Zman, the Halacha is the Korban is posel. Because you're shechting it now, L'shem Pesach, therefore the Korban is posel. Mishum Shinema, the Pesach says, Bein Ha'aboyim Shochatu. Bein Ha'aboyim. You're only allowed to shecht it Bein Ha'aboyim, after Chatzai Sayyim. But before Chatzai Erev Pesach, it's not the Zman for Shechitas Pesach, the Korban is posel. What about Shochatu Koidim L'tomit? If you shechted the Korban Pesach before the Tomit Shobein Habayim, even though we had before, according to everybody, Mitchila, you're supposed to shecht the Korban Pesach after the Tomit Shobein Habayim, because by Korban Pesach the Pesach says Bo'eriv, Mashenkein Ben Hab, but Tomit Shobein Habayim only says Ben Habayim, so Mitchila you're supposed to shecht it afterwards. But let's say no, you shechted the Korban Pesach first, as long as it's after Chatzos, the Locher is kosher. The Korban Pesach is kosher. Ubavad she'yachem emaris bedomei. So what happened here now? After Chatzos, instead of doing the Tomit Shobein Habayim, you first shechted the Korban Pesach. So if you chapsich, if you remind yourself right now, after the Shechita, when you receive the blood, don't make the Zrikas Adam right now first on the Korban Pesach, but rather have somebody else be emaris. That means let somebody mix up the dam that I should not harden today, that you shouldn't be able to make a Zrika later. In other words, we tell you, wait, first let somebody just mix around the blood. Ad sheyizra katomid. Rather wait now, let them bring the Tomit Shobein Habayim, and let them make the Zrika on the Tomit Shobein Habayim, and then you make the Zrika on your Korban HaPesach. So in order this time will take, that the blood should not dry up, one answer is have somebody mix up the blood. The Yemnizra kosher. Let's say b'dieved, no, your mamish after Chatzos you brought the Korban HaPesach, and you made the Zrika Sadam also, before you brought the Tomit Shobein Habayim, b'dieved it's kosher. Because the klal by kochim is usually, when the terrorist says something once, it only means l'mitzvah. That's the way it should be done, l'mitzvah. But b'dieved it's kosher. So by kochim, the Torah has to say something twice. If it says it twice, then we say it's likuvay. If you don't do it, the korban is posel. Sati Gemara. Tana Rabbonin. Keitzat shloili yoichlov. What does it mean you had this bad machshava that the beginning of the Mishnah says the korban is posel if you had in mind only for somebody that can't eat? What does that mean, shloili yoichlov? L'shum choyla or l'shum zokin. You have in mind the choyla, somebody that's sick, that can't eat, or else an older person also that can't eat the meat. Therefore, the korban is posel. We'll soon see how we know this. Keitzat shloili muyuv. What does it mean you shechted it for somebody that was not appointed for this korban? Nimna olav chaburazu. This chabura, a few people got together and bought this korban pesach together. V'shochatu l'shem chabura cheres. And when whoever shechted it had a mind for a different chabura, different three people, is the korban is posel. For the gemara minohan emili. How do I know these yisoidis? That you have to shecht the korban for the right people that own it, and you have to shecht it for people that could eat it. If they can't eat it, it's posel. The Tana Rabbonim, the pasuk says, like the Tana Rabbeinu says, b'michsas. The pasuk says, b'michsas nefoshes. The pasuk says, v'mimayit habayis miyois miser. V'lo kachu ashreinoi. If one person can't eat the korban pesach by himself, let him buy it two or three people together. Al korav obesoi, b'michsas nefoshes. With the michsas means, we say now you have to be appointed, you have to own this korban pesach. Every person that could eat it is tachoisu, should also, again, a second time tachoisu, should be appointed upon the seh, the korban pesach. So it says loshen b'michsas nefoshes. That means you should be appointed for this korban. Tana Rabbana b'michsas melamed she'ena pesach nishchat elu lemuyev. It's only kosher to bring a korban pesach if you were appointed beforehand, mean that you own it. You bought this korban before the zman shchita. So drashi michsas loshin menuyib means you're accounted, you're appointed on this korban. K'moyes michsas erkecho. So more yochel, I would think shochatu shloy lemuyib. Let's say you shechted, you had in mind for people that were not appointed, they're not on this korban. Yehei koiver ala mitzvah. I would think it's just called you're doing something wrong. You're not doing the right mitzvah. But for kosher, like we always say by kodeshim, if the Torah says something once, it's a mitzvah to do it that way. If you don't do it that way, the korban is still kosher. So I would think here the korban pesach is still kosher. Talmud Leima, the pasuk says no, b'michsas techoisu. It says two times. First it says b'michsas nefoshes ish tefiyoch loy tochaisu al hasem. Tochaisu is also a lashon of being appointed. So it says it twice. Is akosev shino olav lakim. This is the cloud by kodeshim. By all pashas or by yikra negeta karbonas, when we say the korban is posel, because shino olav akosev lakim. The Torah said this time twice. It said this mitzvah twice. It's not just time to do it. And if you don't do it, it's still kosher? No. If you don't do it, the korban is posel. So here it says, two lashonis b'michsas and tachaisu, that a person has to be appointed for the korban. You have to own it before you shecht it. So if you have in mind for somebody else, the korban is posel. Rabbi says another pshat. Loshen sursayu. I tell the loshen tachaisu is a loshen sursi. Rashi learns Arami. It's a Lashon Aramaic. It's not a Lashon HaKodesh, it's Lashon Aramaic. Rashi's Chach Meyum is Koran Loi Linga Shuraya. That's the way they call the language. Is Kodim Shem L'Chaveroi. Like somebody tells his friend, Koisli Tleze. Koisli is a Rashi, Shochot, means to shecht this animal. L'meimra de B'shah Shchitam Tzorech L'Skavon Amuyev. That's what the Pasuk means. B'michsas Nefoshois. What does tachaisu mean? That the shas, you shech the korban, you have to have in mind for the person that owned it. So you have to have this in mind, only lemuyov, for these people that were appointed that own the korban. If you have in mind for somebody else, then the korban is possible. That's this word tachaisu that says that the korban is possible. If you have in mind for somebody else. Like the pasuk says, tachaisu. Yeah. Right. So the mara ashkechon shlo lemuyov. So from the word of the nichsas, means you have to be appointed. We know if you think, well, I'm going to ask to shecht it for somebody else, the korban is posel. What about shaloi l'yoichlov minolan? How do we know the first din of the Mishnah? That if you're shechting the korban, I'm going to ask that these five sick people should be their korban, and if they can't eat the meat, the korban is posel. How do we know this? Omakro, the posek says, ish l'fi ochloi tachusu. Ish l'fi ochloi means a person has to be able to eat it. He's the one that should be appointed upon the korban. So l'fi ochla means you have to eat it. So iskish, there's a hekish here, oichlin l'mnuyev. The same way if you have the wrong thought, to think of somebody else that wasn't appointed, if you think for somebody that can't eat the korban, that also passes the korban. So drash l'fi ochloi, horoyu l'echol. You have to be able to eat the meat. Prat l'chayla, l'afuke, a sick person, or l'zokin l'oral, v'afilu hei m'nuyev. Or will soon see also, even though they were appointed on the korban, like they own the korban, but since they can't eat it, if the person that's shechting it only shechs in their mind, the korban is possible. Like Pashu was talking about here, you have 10 people that were mamana on the korban. Like 10 people bought the korban together. 5 of them could eat, the healthy people, and 5 of them can't eat. So it depends what you think for Shashchita. If you only think for the 5 that can't eat, that's the pastos in the Mishnah. You have to think for Shashchita, lofi ochloi, people that could eat it. But if you only think for the 5 that can't eat it, the korban is possible. But if you think for all 10, for 5 that could eat and 5 that can't eat, that's the same for the Mishnah, the korban is kosher. As long as you think lofi ochloi, for somebody that could eat, even though you also thought somebody that can't eat, that's still kosher. But if you're only thinking for the people that can't eat the korban, that's the gzeras hakosev ishtofi ochlei. You have to be able to eat the korban of Pesach. And we spoke about yesterday. We'll see on the base here because the ikur of the korban Pesach is only to be able to eat the meat at night. All other kachim, the ikur is to bring the korban. You get a kapara. The ikur of the korban Pesach is to be able to eat the meat b'leil Pesach. So if you can't eat it, if somebody can't eat the meat, he's not the korban is possible. Hey, iskish oichlev lo nuyev. The next part of the Mishnah says Shochato Lamoilin. No, this is a new halacha now, not part of the Mishnah. Shochato Lamoilin.